Welcome, welcome, my friends. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. This is another segment of Kingdom Chat. I'm Apostle Claude Jones, your host of Glorious Temple Faith Ministries. Our location is 3389 Main Street in the Adamsville area. Listen, God is certainly good to his people. He's certainly still working miracles, signs and wonders, even today. I know a lot of people think it's just biblical, but right now God is still doing what God does. We got a special segment today, and we're going to be talking about whether God is still healing or not, whether God is still working miracles in our body, whether God is still doing things beyond the idea of man, beyond the doctor. You remember that lady that had the issue of blood and how she had went to the doctors and spent all she had. But something happened to her in her mind after she had went through all this for so long. Her faith grew. Her faith grew. And how did she prove that? Because she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And when she reached got to Jesus, all she did, because she was bent over, all she did was touch his garment. And she had said, and Jesus said, I felt the virtue. We have a special guest here with us today, a wonderful person that's dear to my heart. Her name is Tisha Clark. Amen. We love her. We've been knowing her for countless years. A to the man. And God has simply worked a supernatural miracle in her life. Yeah, a supernatural miracle in her life. I was there. She was a young girl. I was right there. And the doctors told her, I'm going to let her talk. Y'all be cool for a second. But I'm telling you, the doctor said she wouldn't see 20. Now, I don't really want to tell her age, but I will. She's over 50 now. From the doctor said she wouldn't see 20. And she was 15, 16 when this was spoken, because cancer had got into her body, right? But something happened. Come on, Tisha, just give us a little bit about your experience and what happened with this cancer thing.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tisha Clark, and I was diagnosed at the age of 15 with cervical cancer. And if you don't believe me, the documentation is at Children's Hospital. It might be on microfilm. But at that time, my mother had just lost her mother, which was my grandmother. And my grandmother had cancer as well. But the doctors, I was sick, so sick, couldn't hardly walk. Couldn't keep any food down, was still going to school, and some of the students was making fun of me because they...
So you went through all that sickness and then people bullying you?
Went through all of that. Wow. All of that. The young guys would laugh at me because they said I had a smell and everything. But there was one teacher, Ms. Delane, and I'll never forget her. And actually, she was my mother's classmate in college.
Okay.
A&M. Whoop. And she basically knew my mom, and she said she was going to take care of me while I was at school, making sure that no one, you know, put their hands on me and everything. And she was there the whole time during this ordeal. But my classmates didn't understand what was going on. And my mother kept taking me back and forth to the doctor, and they were shaking their heads. They was like, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. And I would just ache. And no matter what type of pills I was taking, the pain would just not go away. So I was like weighing 220 maybe, and I went down to 185.
Wow.
From 220 in just that time frame. And so at that time, we was going to Apostle Eric Smith's church, And everybody know Apostle Eric Smith. On Friday nights, we had those hot, fiery services.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, it was ongoing singing, ongoing praising. Sometimes we had to find his glasses from where he shadowed off. And
so let me ask you a question. So did you jump in line? Did he call you out? So what got you to the prayer? What got you to the prayer part?
Prayer part was after service. And I told my mother, I said, Mom, I said, I can't look at Apostle Smith because his eyes were so piercing. And I said, I know he probably would have called me out on everything that I may have done as a teenager. And I told her, I said, I wanted to talk to his mom. And she said, well, fine, go up and talk to her. And so I just went and talked to his mom, and I told her what was going on. And she said, woman of God, she said, just hold your hands up. Don't even say anymore. And I said, yes, ma'am. And I raised my hand, and she prayed for me. And she said, because of your faith, that's what got me. Because she was saying, because of my faith. Now, at this time, I'm a teenager. I really don't know too much about, you know, being in church and all that stuff like that and everything. But my mom did. But if I believe what my mom believed in, yeah, I knew that God could do this for me. And so she prayed for me, and she said, now, when you go back to the doctors, you're going to have a praise report. And she said, I want you to come back and tell me. And I said, yes, ma'am, I will. So the next following day, I actually did have to go back to the doctor. And it was my surgery day. So now, mind you all, I'm not taking any chemo. I'm not taking no radiation because I told him I did not want to take any of that.
So you told the doctor?
I told the doctors, no.
So faith is moving?
Yes.
So faith is in operation?
Yes.
Because you believe other than what the doctor said?
Yes.
Come on, girl.
And so I told them I did not want to take any radiation or no chemo. I didn't want to lose my hair because my hair was my glory. And my mom just laughed at me. She said, okay. She said, baby girl, you know, go ahead. And so she took me in the room, and the doctors told her, they said, well, ma'am, you know, we're going to get her prepped, and we're going to have you down in a waiting room area. And she said, you mean to tell me I can't be with my daughter? He was like, no, ma'am, you cannot. And so she said, well, okay, fine. And so she kissed me on the forehead, and I said, Mama, I'm going to be okay. And so she turned around, and she said, as she began to walk down the hallway, the enemy started talking to her. Wow. And telling her, I got your mother. Now I'm finna get her.
Wow.
And my mom said she instantly went into warfare and started praying then. Even though she wasn't, you know, all loud and groceries in the hallway, but it was just that silent prayer that she had with that one-on-one connection with God. And as she sat out in the waiting room, they was talking to me in the prep room, and they was like, ma'am, we're going to go ahead and prep you. He said, but now we just need to do one more final check just to make sure.
So they said they had to do one more check.
One more check.
Y'all don't see God working right here.
Right.
One more check.
One more check. And so I was like, I said, okay, I'm fine with that. And next thing you know, I'm like shocked because I saw all these doctors roll back in their chair. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? What's happening? What did you all see? And they was like, ma'am, we don't even know what we're seeing right now. He said, but you're going to feel a small little pinch. And once you feel that pinch, we're going to put it in a specimen jar, like a specimen container. And everybody in the nursing field know what the specimen containers is. You got the jars, and then you have the round ones. And so he said, we're going to let you see what we saw. And I said, okay, fine. And I didn't even feel the pinch when they did it. And they put it in the container, and the next thing you know, they turned around, and they showed it to me. And this thing, it was so small, I was like, had to find a magnifying glass just to even see what it is that I was looking at.
So and even what they saw before was a mass.
Yes.
Now they see, they could barely see it.
They could barely see it.
They could barely see it. Now watch this scripture right here before you keep going. It said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives your iniquities. Come on now. who heals all your diseases. So they saw Baz one time, mm-hmm. prepping you for the surgery. Mm-hmm. Now they only have, they just stick a,
They stuck the probe.
So what your mama was doing when they was doing
it? And my mom was still in prayer. She was in warfare. She was in warfare. Because she was like determined that, you know, no, I'm not going to let the enemy take my daughter. And when she saw me, they told me, they said, ma'am, you can put your clothes on. You can go back out the hallway. And my mom.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. You supposed to be getting some surgery. Some cut me up.
No.
Some digging and probing.
No.
And these folks done told you to put your clothes on?
Yeah.
On surgery day?
Yeah.
You ain't going to the recovery room?
No.
They ain't give you no medicine?
No. No anesthesiologist? No. Nothing. No, nothing. They basically just told me, you can go put your clothes on, go home.
Now, look. One scripture said in the book of James, it said, any sick among you, let them call for who? The elders of the church, right? So you did that. Mm-hmm. Y'all did what the scripture said. Mm-hmm. And then God promised that he'll heal you all your diseases.
Yeah.
And then your mama was in warfare because the enemy was trying to say something else. Mm-hmm. See, listen, folks. When healing comes to you, the enemy comes to divert that what's been said that's positive about your healing. He don't want you to believe you could be healed. He don't want you to believe you could be delivered. He don't want you to believe you could be set free. But by the scripture, God has already done it. The Bible says Jesus took 39 stripes. By his stripes, ye were healed. That means even before the sickness is showing up, you are already healed. But it's our faith. Like she said, this girl right here, she said, she told her mom, I want this lady to pray for me. And the lady said, because of your faith. What else the doctor told you not? Tell them what the doctor told you not to do. And you did it anyway.
After I had everything was over with, we went home. My mom and my godmom had planned a trip to Disney World. And they told my mom, we don't want her to get in any water. No water. That's mean not even a pool, not even a kiddie pool. Because it's a possibility that she could bleed to death or she could have some scarring. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to go down here to Florida and see Mickey Mouse and Minnie and not get in no pool. So I end up getting in the pool anyway. And my mom was saying she was in the hotel just having a fit because only thing she heard me was hollering and screaming, splashing water, and she thought something had happened to me, and there was no bleeding, there was no scarring. I actually was eating, my appetite came back, and you guys, I'm 232 pounds now. and I am 50, finna be 51 in December. So yes, God can heal. And yes, God can deliver.
Listen, God is so powerful in our lives today. And God even wants to use you. God wants to use her. So somebody else could be healed. So somebody else could be delivered. So somebody else could be set free from that thing that got your mind, that has you uneasy, that has you all frustrated, that has you, your anxiety levels are going up. Your emotions is freaking out. Watch this. This scripture said, and I love this scripture. This is Matthew 10 verse 1 said, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power. Uh-oh. He gave them power. He done gave you power. Yes, he did. To come against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness. God wants you to be healed. God wants those spirits out your life. God wants you to have peace and joy and happiness and not worrying about what the doctor said. You know, you have great faith when you do the opposite of what the doctor said. Or you do the opposite of what the doctor is trying to do. That lady that had the issue, she went to those doctors. They couldn't do nothing for her. But listen, I'm telling you, this woman, she was bent over. I'm telling you, she couldn't see Jesus. But she had faith that if she touches him, that she was going to be made whole. And I like him in the story because she got to the end when she got to it. And all these other people was around him and touching him. She touches him and Jesus said, hold on. They said, what, master? Somebody touched me. Somebody just touched me. They said, what is you talking about? It's a whole lot of people touching you. No. It's a way we could touch God and not touch him. It's a way that we could touch God and not be touching him. Come on now. When he said that, see, she had got healed, and he felt the virtue go out of his body. I was so outdone the fact that all these other people was touching him, but wasn't touching him. Uh-oh, make you think, don't it? Like Arsenio Hall used to say, because they was touching him, but they didn't touch him. What you mean, Bishop? You got to be able to touch him with your heart and through your faith. And know that your faith is what's going to make you whole. This young lady spoke her own faith. She said, I want his mama to pray for me. She went specifics. She had specifics in her own life. She knew what the doctor said. She was old enough to know what they said. She knew something was wrong with her body. She knows she went from 220 in a few days down to 180. She knows something wasn't right. She knew her body wasn't feeling right. The doctor went in there and saw something. And they had intentions on removing something. But when they got there, when it was time to go in, they said, let us check one more. Sometimes you just got to go one more time. The lady with the issue, she didn't give up. All the doctors did, they took all she had, all the money she had, her insurance lapsed. Oh, she ain't making no more payments on the insurance. She had no more money. But when she got in that faith mode and said, if I could touch him, y'all got to get it. If you could just touch God through faith in your heart, anything with God is possible. No matter what's been said, no matter how all the other experiences, all the folk that had cancer, and you know, once they tell you you got cancer, look like you live, and folk be ready to live once they hear it. No, you don't have to die if you have faith of a mustard seed and touch God, really touch him. And I don't mean touch him, but really touch him. Touch him in your heart with your faith and watch God work a miracle. This young lady sitting next to us, I'm telling y'all, by way of a miracle, there's no way she could be sitting here had not God worked a miracle. Now watch this, y'all. The mama, the woman of God that prayed for her, the Bible said, no man can do these things except God be with him. So God had to be with her. Yeah. God had to be with the woman of God. And she didn't do no long prayer. She didn't do no long 4-hour prayer. She spoke some things. And she said, because of your faith. So what she was doing, she got in agreement with her faith. Let's get in agreement in faith and watch God work miracles. Some of y'all need some money. You need some money. You don't know where it's coming. Let's get in agreement by faith, and then we'll watch it happen. Some of us need a place to stay. Let's get in faith and believe God gonna open that door. So I know some of y'all say my credit is garbage, but God can go beyond your faults and see your need. Come on now. God ready to work on your behalf. If you follow after his statutes, if you give your life to him, if you're walking by faith, come on. That means you can't see it no how. But you'll see it when it happens. When manifestation comes, you'll see the deliverance in your own. She see the deliverance because she ain't 180 no more. No, she ain't 180 now. Huh? Because
Because faith has worked itself out.
2:32.
See, when faith works its way out, it manifests. Y'all don't want to talk. I'm just trying to tell you, God wants us to be excited about this life and live it. And he wants to live it peaceably. And you can't live it peaceably if you deteriorating because somebody done told you something wrong. You ain't living in peace if you always worried about what the doctor said. You're already worried about what the bill said. You're already worried. Come on. You got to get in faith and know that God, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And she was hoping for deliverance. She was hoping for healing. And the evidence of things she couldn't see. God did it through prayer. God did it through the woman of God. God did it through the mama in warfare. Yes, you can be delivered. Yes, you can be healed. It's your time, baby. It's your time to get up and let God be God. It's your time that you read the word, you going to church, you fighting, you got testimonies, you've been late for some services, you've been early for some services, and you're not going to let the word work. You've been in Sunday school, you've been in Bible study, you studied on lunch break, you studied at house in the middle of the night, and you're not going to let the word work. Come on now, we got to get back to letting the word work.
But you know, Bishop, I'm a piggyback off for the ones who may not still don't believe. My father is one that doesn't go to church.
Wow.
And my father was just diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I came to my bishop and told my bishop to pray for him. Now, anybody who has prostate surgery, recovery, long process, you have to be in the hospital for a while. It all depends on the body. But when I told my bishop about it, he prayed and he said, Tisha, we're going to touch and agree. I said, okay, I agree that he's going to be healed. And he's not going to be in the hospital that long.
God, Jesus, thank
you. Well, my father had the surgery on that Tuesday. But before he went in, he said, baby girl, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be all right. And I'm going to pull through this thing. Now, mind you, my father do not go to church.
But he talking faith. Come on.
And I told him, I said, okay, daddy, I said, I believe with you. And as he went in for the surgery, my daddy called me the day, that same night, up under anesthesiology and all that stuff and everything. He was talking crazy. But the only thing he was busy talking about, he wanted some food. He was hungry. And he was not going to let his insurance get charged because he wouldn't have no food. And I told him, I said, well, daddy, how you feel? He said, baby girl, I feel fine. So the next day he called me and he told me, he said, baby girl, guess what? They're going to be releasing me that Friday. So as of right now, from Tuesday to Friday, my dad is at home. He's doing cooking. He's driving. Matter of fact, he went back to the doctor to have his checkup. They took the staples out. And they said he was cancer-free.
Woo! Glory. He was what?
He's cancer-free.
Good, say it again.
He's cancer-free.
I'm about to run around this little room. Say it again.
He's cancer-free.
You telling me this man had, they said prostate, what glory to God.
He's cancer-free.
Listen, this scripture says Jesus went through all the towns and villages teaching in their synagogue, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease. By faith, folks. People touching, we touching agreed at church. She touching agreed with her daddy. What state he in?
He's in Maryland.
See, he was way away from us. But the word still worked. It don't matter where you are. It don't matter how far you away from him. The word still worked. It don't matter who the doctor is. It don't matter what they saying. If you can get past what they saying and walk by faith, don't let what's being said eat you up, because it'll take you out. What's being said is what'll take you out. But what you can hear through God can cause you to live. We talking about God. We talking about what God can do. We talking about what he can do through his word. This young lady is sharing with you today how the miracle working power of prayer being spoken and said and moving by faith can heal your body. Ain't no way daddy supposed to be driving. Not after they do some prostate surgery, baby. You ain't finna sit down. No. But because of God, from Tuesday to Friday, he already living normal. Or what we call normal. She still here getting on folk nerves. Huh? Since 16th. When the doctor said she wouldn't see 20. The doctor done proclaimed something on your life. He told Hezekiah he finna die. But Hezekiah, by faith, turned his face to the wall and cried out. And God sent the man of God back and said, listen, God heard you. He heard your voice, and he seen your tears, and he going to add time to your life. You can't tell me God ain't working miracles. You can't tell me God won't spare your life. You can't tell me. I know sometimes folk got to go because tomorrow ain't promised. Sometimes some of us got to go. Sometimes some of us, because if we all stay here, the earth would have too many people, and I couldn't get all the hamburgers that I want, praise the Lord. So I could have some hamburgers, some of us got to go to heaven. Amen. And the other place too, praise the Lord, praise God. But God is trying to bless us through his word. Come on now, it's through his word how healing comes. It's through his word how deliverance comes. It's through his word how happiness and joy. I'm talking about real happiness. I'm talking about real joy. You can only get that through God. You can only get that through Jesus. Real love comes from God because he is love. And that causes you to love people. Come on. That causes you to love people real good. And because of that love, you will speak things into that life that's positive, that's going to work, that's going to manifest. That's going to do things that's beyond measure in your life. God is speaking to somebody, and healing is yours. Deliverance is yours. You just got to believe what God is saying to you through this podcast. Kingdom Chat. You got to believe it. God opened this door for vessels could be healed, set free, and delivered. God opened this door so people can come back to the word and realize who God is. Realize it's been God doing it all the time. You know, sometimes you think you handling with business. You think you doing it. You think you getting it. But if you ever sit down and realize you ain't never had enough to do it, uh-oh. You ain't never had enough to do it, uh-oh. But somehow you was doing what you had to do. Listen, this is Kingdom Chat. We're excited about what God is doing. I'm praying for you. God got miracles for you. God bless you.